Let us pray. Eternal God, whose grace is our salvation, and whose righteous rule determines the destiny of thy people, enable us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Bless this nation with honorable industry, sound learning, and true religion. And in this time of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Will you hear the reading of the Old and New Testament lessons? O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before, and layest thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his own Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Thank you. O God, before whose face the empires of the past have risen and fallen away, establish this nation in righteousness and in personal character and public integrity, make her foundation sure. From the ravages of crime, the disgrace of political corruption, and all malicious designs of lawless men, from prejudice of race and color, making schism in the commonwealth, from all inequality, that causing a few to be rich and many poor, begets ill will and spoils fraternity, from loss of liberties bequeathed to us by our sires, and from careless acceptance of our heritage and neglect of its responsibilities,
Lord,
from the decline of pure religion, from failure of moral fiber in our citizenship, from all accounting of things material above virtues spiritual, from vulgarity of life, loss of social conscience, and collapse of national character. By the deep faiths on which the foundation of our land were laid, and by the sacrifices of its pioneers, by the memory of leaders in the nation whose wisdom has saved us, whose devotion has chastened us, whose characters have inspired us, by the undeserved wealth of a great continent committed to us, and by our trusteeship of power to work weal or woe on the earth, keep us from pride of mind and from boasting tongues, deliver us. Save our national loyalty from narrowness and our flag from selfish shame. By our love of our land, may we measure the love of others for their lands, honoring their devotion as we honor our own, and acknowledging Thee, one God, may we see all mankind one family, and so govern our national affairs that the whole world may become one brotherhood of peoples. Will you please stand reverently as we engage in a series of prayers? With hearts that have been made unusually tender by the suffering upon which each of us has been called to engage, we pour out the sympathetic intercession of our souls unto Thee, O God, in behalf of a family which has stood at the head of our nation to lead us in the way that we have gone. In this after moment, when grief has taken its toll, and when the captains and the kings have departed, in the quiet recesses of their human hearts, alone now with their suffering, we would be ministering servants unto Thee in behalf of them. Let the consolations of a faith which they so recently have reaffirmed, a faith which finds its consolation in their hope in eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. May they be comforted in these lonely hours, we pray, in the name of Him who loved us and has loved them and loves them still, we pray. Now in the spirit of Him who, when He Himself was being put to death, was able to say of those malefactors about His feet, "Father, forgive them, for they really do not know what it is that they do," without any sort of presumption in our hearts this morning, in righteousness, as we would be identified with that spirit, but in the humility of the chagrin of our embarrassment and shame, trying to lay hold upon the elemental dimensions of our Christian spirit now, we pray for the enemies of our country and for all of those who have walked the low road in days of the recent past. We pray particularly for those loved ones who, in a peculiar sense, know the poignancy of loneliness and in being rejected by all mankind, as in these hours of sorrow they too are bereaved. We include them, O God, in the prayer of intercession that we make in thy holy presence now. And then, O God, we pause to pray for our country. Carry us out of inner darkness and gloom into light, out of our deadness of heart into life, out of our barrenness into fruitfulness and the promise of a good harvest. We need thee in our troubles. We are burdened with the tragic sorrow of this moment, with the needs and griefs of those we love, and with inner perplexities and problems that destroy our peace. We must choose between faith and fear, between courage and cynicism, strength of character and the collapse of life in ourselves and in all of those around us. And this morning we would choose the better way. Therefore we seek in thee vision and power and hope. Grant us as a great nation of people to accept the materials of life which do come to us now and help us to use them worthily. Open our eyes to see opportunity wherein we are now cast down, and be challenged and not defeated by the troubles that we bear. For a weary world we pray today, facing great disaster, every hour being sobered by fearful premonition. O thou who didst sit king at the flood, be sovereign now as this flood threatens the entire world. Ours the sin that caused it, we are able and willing to confess. Grant us in these moments patience to endure, the fortitude that having done all we may stand, and let us lift by our faith and not be the source of discouragement by our spirit of distress. Grant wisdom, O God, to those upon whom rest the nation's responsibilities, and so overrule the waywardness of man that doors may be open where we have thought all escape was ended, and peace may come at last with promise of justice and human decency and freedom. In the name of him who loved us, we pray. And we pause to pray a special prayer for ourselves. By these events through which we walk, we have been reminded all the more forcefully of the limitations within which we always live. And yet, with all of the anxiety and concern of our weak and sinful way, we are again impressed with that deepest concern which is in us akin to thine own heart. We thank thee that we are so wonderfully and fearfully made. And so as we call upon thee now in behalf of ourselves, we pray not as strangers, castaways, derelicts upon the way of time, but we pray as children who have been bought with a very precious price and made to be known as thy friends everywhere. Therefore, give us today that sweet peace that comes from a sense of thine abiding love and forgiveness. So fill us with that inflooding of love and compassion, that having known mercy at thy throne of grace, we shall be merciful men in a dark and benighted generation of mankind. Send us to our tasks today and tomorrow as in ourselves mature witnesses, messengers, servants of the living God, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, whose love is steadfast, and whose truth endureth unto all generations, we thank thee for thy servants who have completed the earthly pilgrimage in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember with gratitude the intelligence, the courage, and the faithful work of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who has been taken from us. We humbly ask thy blessing upon those who knew him best and loved him most, upon his successor in high office, and upon all those who mourn, that they may have the wisdom that comes from thee and the consolation of thy care. And now give us guidance and strength in every good work to do thy will until we fall asleep in thee and awake in thy presence and after thy likeness, through Jesus Christ our Lord.